Okay, so I've been sat outside the house of a friend, a house that I kind of had to leave. I guess I was forced to a certain extent. I may have overstayed my welcome for my. I was wanting to help. I was wanting to help because when I got to the house, the person was in a very, very bad way, and they were extremely, extremely depressed. I know that when people are in these kind of states of depression, this state of mind, that they find it very difficult to rationalize, very difficult to kind of see through the cloud, the fuzz, the haze. So I spoke with her and spoke with her and spoke with her and just tried to give some kind of hope. I'd say nearly all of the problems are financial and a big way. But at the end of the day, when you rationalize these things, nothing is more important than your health and your sanity. And then your family, and everything that shouldn't really have to cost you money. So, although I left, I've been sat outside to see if the person was going to do what they said they were going to do, and they did have an appointment to keep, and they have left the house. Unfortunately, they have been drinking, and I watched them walk, which is a good thing. But I'm still not sure about how rational they're going to be. So I've arranged for a member of the family that doesn't live locally to be back here at the home when the person gets back, because I'm still not too sure, even though I got the, a recording of the person saying they were okay and everything was fine. I don't believe that any more than they did when they were saying it. Depression is a weird thing. One minute she was crying her eyes out, next minute she was laughing hysterically almost. So I'm going to sit here for another few minutes and I'm going to see exactly whether or not she comes back. If not, then I'm sure she's made it to her destination. I can kind of catch up on the route and check that out in a few minutes. And I'm keeping in touch, believe it or not, through Twitter direct messages and email to the people that are going to kind of offer some support after I go in a few minutes. Very strange. Thank you very much to everybody on Twitter who was offering numbers from the Samaritan and Sane line, which is a line I haven't heard of. I think it was definitely of a comfort for her to know. Even though at the moment she did say, "Are you telling people this?" because she is aware of Twitter. I think it is comforting for her to know when people were saying in direct messages, "I've been through the same thing. It's not as bad." It was strangely therapeutic. It was like, if you're not going to go to counselling, let's use this social network right here to bring the counselling to you. And I read out the tweets and I kept everybody's names totally private. She wouldn't know who you are anyway. And some of that really helped. Some of that really helped. Small mercies, I hope. We'll see. We'll see.